Gonna get a chance to get my little demo thing in because I'm off today, but just thought I'd jump in and get a let me figure out how to get the little overlay code off. Just to figure out how to share today's thing with you. So I don't even know how I got this on here. Oh, there we go. All right. So normally we have an intro and all that, and I don't really have that today, but just want to talk, chat, give out some thought today about racing. When I was a little kid, all the boys, we liked to race. And we would start with just racing our cars and plastic cars, our favorite cars we got for Christmas. Remember Hot Wheels? Hot Wheels was a big thing. Maybe some of you guys can remember Hot Wheels, but Hot Wheels was a really big deal. You had the track, you could race. And as got older, just continued that in high school, we would race along sides of the highways in Texas and have fun. It was all fun and games too. The police showed up or somebody got hurt. But what I've just come to realize lately is we are all in a race. And regardless if you consciously are aware of it, you're in a race. And if you're not in the race, you're part of the race. It is sometimes referred to as the human race, right? And not just race of people in terms of ethnicity and backgrounds, but race in terms of the life, the human race to space, in the 60s, the human race to technology, the human race to a better life and family and such. So in some ways, you're in a race. If you are in business, you're in a race. You're in a race to dominate your market, to get more share, profit. You're in a race because somebody else is also trying to do the same thing you do. So it sets up what we commonly refer to as competition. But really, in your own life, there's no competition. You are running your own race. There's a scripture which says, run the race in such a way to win. And so the question today is, are you running the race? Number one. And number two, are you running your race in life in such a way to win? And we've done so many of these shows over the years, and I've done I don't know, I've stopped counting, 600 and some shows and 70,000 downloads in different formats and radio, TV, podcasts, and long before others were doing, probably everybody and their goldfish has a podcast these days. And that's cool because that means more people are able to share their message and thought out in the universe, the metaverse. But are we sharing a message that can help people run their race in a better way? And I hope that over the years that I have put content out and books and conversations out, I hope in some ways that it has helped at least one person run their race a little bit better than if they had never heard that. I know for me it's true. I know that I have been taught things by leaders, influencers, pastors, business people, competitors that have helped me run my race better. So if you are struggling in identifying, am I in a race and what does that look like? Chances are you have probably missed some opportunities because you probably didn't know that some opportunity came along was relative to your race in life. Sometimes people come along and they are relative to your race. They're there to help you. Teachers, younger, good quality teachers are there to help you in your race. A professor is there to help you in your race. Employers, coaches, mentors, these are all people that are out there to help you in your journey, path, race for success, and help you run the race in such a way to win. What does winning look like? Right? Well, I don't know. You have to look at your life and say, what does winning look like for me? If I look at my life, what does a win look like? You know, part of my interviewing criteria for real estate agents and new staff members was one of the questions was say, what does a win look like to you? Because a win to me might look like something totally different. A win to a man looks like a different win to a woman. You ever be in an argument, you'll know that. You ever have a spouse, partner, you'll know. A win to you will look like a loss to them. A loss to them may look like a win to you. So it's important to know what's a win. So for some people, obviously, financial is a win. To make a certain amount of money so they can take care of their family and their needs and their wants and desires and so forth and so on, that's a win. Some people, it's their health. Just being able to live a healthy life, you know, well past 50, 60, 70. I'm just hearing too much of people, man, getting out of here too early, right? So just longevity for some people is a win, right? Stability for some people is a win. Some people just being able to keep a roof over their head and keep a house and keep a job and keep, you know, food on the table. Sometimes it's very simple. You know, if you talk to a rich person, what's a win to them is going to be very different than a person who is struggling. I've got some different problems. You know, to an addict, a winning is staying sober, right? So you have to know what are wins. And then secondly, what are short-term wins? What are long-term wins? Because if you don't know what your wins are, how could you even be running a race, right? If you don't know where the end goal is, how do you even get there? And I know that there are people that just get up every day and they just go through life. They go get their Starbucks. They go get I see people in the grocery store just pulling stuff off the shelves. I don't know if they have a list or whatever, but they're just grabbing stuff because that's to them, that's a win. Being able to get food, fill up their basket and be able to get to check out and go home, cook, use it up, come back and do it again. Now, I am not coming down on anybody because I shop way too much. I'm in the store way too often, which is probably why I see some of this stuff in the first place. But, you know, again, when I'm going there, I'm going with a purpose. So understanding and getting clarity on what is a win for you. Is it a financial win, health win, relationship win? You know, some people getting married, some people keeping a stable relationship. Those are all wins. So when I'm running a race, I've got to have one or all of those things in mind to say. So as I said at the outset, one of my wins in doing over 600 episodes and 100,000 downloads of this show is that one person can hear something I've said that can impact them, that affects their race, affects their trajectory. Because here's the opposite. There is so many other things out here, people, places, and things out here that will trip you up, that will slow you down, that will put your life in a place where you're not even running a race, right? There are people in positions right now as I'm doing this show that they're not even running the race. They have been put in a position of captivity. They've been put in a position of bondage. They're in a ditch. They're broke. They're busted, can't be trusted. Whatever they are, they've been put in a position. They're no longer running the race. They're living life, but they're not running a race, right? So that's a difference. You're either just living life or I'm running a race. I got a purpose in mind. Every morning I get up, I got a statement. I've got a mantra. I got a meditation that's over me. And I am determined that day to run the race as best I can. Last part is nobody runs the race perfectly. Ask any athlete. I follow great athletes. I've met a number of great athletes, and they'll all tell you, even if they won, they didn't run the race that they wanted to run the race that way. You know, a Michael Jordan or a LeBron, they'll critique their own game. Man, I shouldn't have taken that shot, or I should have taken more shots, or I should have stayed in there a little bit longer. When you study history of Olympians, they'll always say, oh, I should have trained a little harder. Maybe I could have broke the track record. So nobody runs the race perfectly. If you're If you are a business person, salesperson, employee, owner, you're not going to run the race. People will put it out there like they're running the race because that's what they want you to believe. But if you know the real story behind the story, you know people don't run the race perfectly. So nobody's asking you to run the race perfectly. You just got to run the race. And number two, have the end in mind. The late Stephen Covey said, always begin with the end in mind. You shouldn't be in a race if you don't know what the end is, right? Because then if you're not running your race, then you're running somebody else's race, right? And this is what happens when you work for other people's companies. It is great to work for the big companies and the tech companies and all that. They take care of you. They give you stock options. They feed you until you need no more calories. You can sleep there. You can do all the thing. But guess what? Are you running your race or are you running their race? Right. So you got to keep that balance. Like, I don't mind working with other people and partner with other people, but I don't want to slip out of my lane and all of a sudden I'm exclusively running their race. So that's really what it's about. It's just to understand that you're in the race, whether you know it or not. The question is, how are you running the race? The third question is, what is your end goal? And lastly, how do you know if you made it? How do you know that you got to where you want to be? Can you look around your life right now and say, I'm exactly where I want to be. I got to the number. I got to the income number. I got to the relationship number. I got to whatever it is, the career goal or the education goal or the community goal, whatever it is. You know, I'm a part of a number of different type of organization, some profit, some nonprofit, some spiritual, some religious, they're different ones, social, right? And when I'm in these environments, everybody talks different because everybody in those different environments have a different goal that they're looking to achieve. So if I'm gonna be in those multiple environments, I've gotta know what race this group is trying to run. And do I wanna be part of that, right? Some folks are working at a job, they don't even want to be part of it. They're only there because of the check, right? Some people are doing things they hate. They're around people they don't like. And I think it's one of the first things you've got to fix. When you listen to true champions, true people who run a race and live, they love what they do. They love it. They might complain, they might whine, but you know what? They wouldn't have it any other way. I know people in real estate and they whine and they complain about it all the time. But if you couldn't drag them out of real estate, you couldn't drag them out of doing what they're doing because they know at the end of the day, I'm running this race and this is the pathway that helps me get to grace. And so just a few thoughts to give you some insights and think about, you know, this life of race. Just stop and think about, you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing? How am I going to get there? Hey, it's Lewis Howard. I always enjoy inspiring people here.
Every great champion knows that success, overcoming, and winning in life is no accident. Creating individual success is like having a recipe for a great meal. It only works if you know how to use the ingredients. As a best-selling author, entrepreneur, business coach, strategist, and champion, the Lewis Howard Live Show provides you the insider's view on winning. All we do is win, 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 helping you become the best version of yourself.